The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome to Pointing You Home, your number one local news resource for real estate in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia suburbs. A little later on Senior Solutions, we'll welcome Ann Weeks onto the show from Asbury Methodist Village. Let's jump right in to local news that matters to you. Montgomery County, Maryland. Schools. We know how important schools are for selling real estate, how the value of a home can change by as much as $50,000 to $75,000 simply based upon a school district. Whether you're Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, you know what I'm talking about if you own real estate, because one of the considerations that you made was, where is the school located? Where is it in proximity to the house? How quality of a school is it? Whether you have kids or not, you pay attention for resale value. There's a revamped state report card that was just announced by the Maryland State Department of Education. Now, here are four factors that they are now individually assessing to come up with a scorecard to rank all of the schools in Montgomery County. Number one, chronic absenteeism in classes, graduation rates, a well-rounded education, and academic achievement. Now, you know that academic achievement has been the standard. Well, who gets the highest scores here? How many people get A's? That kind of thing. But that's not the whole education. And we all know this. This isn't news to us. I've got five kids, two still in high school, and I've been through the systems of educating my kids, both in public and private. I went to public and private school myself. So I know how important it is to get all of these aspects and then some. There are other measures that we could consider. But here's the reality. Six Montgomery County schools were ranked among the top 25 top-performing schools in the whole state. They included Bannockburn Elementary in Bethesda, Seven Locks Elementary in Potomac, Wayside Elementary in Potomac, Cold Spring Elementary in Potomac, Westbrook Elementary in Bethesda, and Travilla Elementary in North Potomac. Now, there are lots of schools that ranked a high five, top five score, very, very aggressive, very good scores. And, you know, most of the schools we would know, but there are some other ones that are tertiary, things that you would say, well, God, I would never realize that that school was a top five. This report is interesting. So MCPS, Maryland Montgomery County Public Schools, has launched an equity accountability model to provide a more detailed and focused report of school success. To me, this sounds like a hybrid of accountability. I don't know that the teachers are being graded, but the kids' lives are being graded based upon some additional new leaning in, okay, new leaning into information. Relying heavily on test scores as a measurement of school success is fine, but getting a comprehensive look at success indicators will help those schools remain vibrant. Now, I like the idea. I think it makes it easier. Certainly the areas, the schools that are feeding certain homes in the area, whether you're in Arlington or whether you're in D.C. or whether you're in Montgomery County, regardless of where you are, your schools have an impact on the value of your home. And if prospective buyers come in and have confidence that it's not just the test scores, but it's a variety of more holistic evaluations, they'll more likely pay up for that. Certainly, if you evaluate a private school education as a part of whether you're going to buy somewhere or not, you consider what are all the aspects, from the sports to the theater to the quality of friendships and so on. There's a lot that goes into that consideration.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hey, down in D.C., there's a long bridge. You've seen it. If you've ever driven on 395 coming into the city out of Northern Virginia by the Pentagon, the Long Bridge is this old bridge. It's like, it looks like it was here from the Civil War. You know where I'm talking about? It's a 1904 structure, though. It's adjacent to the Metro Bridge, and there are plans now to double the capacity of trains that cross there, but also to bring in pedestrian and a bicyclist, bicycle paths, so that to meet the growing demand for rail service across the Potomac. Hey, we all know about National Landing. Amazon's coming. Where are they going to be? It's going to be this transformational gateway that's right on the other side of the river. So the Long Bridge is going to pedestrians coming from one side of the bridge to and back and forth to this new Amazon headquarters. If you aren't familiar with where Amazon's going to land, let me help you get a grip on this a little bit. If you've ever been to the Pentagon, between the Pentagon and Crystal City, there is this open area, this sort of undeveloped area. It is going to encompass a dramatic increase in 490 apartments, 327 hotel rooms, 275,000 square feet of conference space. This is for one property. You know the Roslyn Holiday Inn? There's a proposal for a redevelopment of the old Roslyn Holiday Inn. Been there since 1972. The Dittmar Company, which is in Vienna, has submitted plans to build new towers in that location. That area, if you have not thought about investing in real estate, you should think carefully before you buy. Look carefully to make sure that you can make a return on your rental purchase, that you're not just digging yourself in to a long-term landlord-debted situation where you can't actually rent your property. But look carefully. Amazon's second or third, depending upon which one actually is considered the second, headquarters is coming to National Landing, as we've said. And this weird no man's land that currently separates Pentagon City from Crystal City, building offices on that site will require rezoning a whole site currently slated to become something like 1,400 houses. It's going to be re-slated for apartment and some 4,500 new households that Arlington can expect. We could potentially see a lot of affordable homes coming in into that area. Now, there's going to be a new metro entrance right near the Pentagon that will feed those houses that are kind of between. If you've ever been to National Airport, Reagan National Airport, and you're driving down George Washington Parkway and you come off to get on to, you know, go up to where the parking lot is, off to the right and up on the hill as you're coming into the airport is going to be this whole area, this brand new area that's going to be redeveloped all the way out to between the Pentagon and Crystal City. So tremendous renovation. There's going to be ground floor retail along Crystal Drive and 18th Street. If you know the 1900 Crystal, which is this 1960s office building complex, is going to come down. The new Amazon office is going to go there. And there will be a landing strip in Pentagon City allowing for helicopters to pop in and pop out, dropping their important visitors into the Amazon headquarters on spot versus just very close by at the airport. So anyway, all that is to say, there's so much to learn. It's hard to imagine what's going to be until it actually arrives. If you can take your mind and wrap it around, go to ggwash.org and look up Pentagon City's plan for jobs, housing, balance. And that's Peyton Chung wrote the article, ggwash.org, if you want to read about it and see a little bit more on that. If you're looking to invest in real estate, call us at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. We've got ace real estate agents to help you evaluate your purchase and make sense of the whole transition with Amazon.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home.
DC is investing money from online retail taxes in tax breaks and the arts, not affordable housing. If you have to pay more for goods because you're buying them online and you're now being taxed for those purchases where you weren't previously, who's ultimately paying for the tax? You are. Now, guess what? DC D.C. is going to, they voted 8-4 to collect sales taxes from the vast majority of out-of-state online retailers starting on January 1st. Who's going to pay ultimately the cost of those taxes? It's going to be the people who buy the goods, just like I pay a tax for every gallon of gas that I pump into my car in Montgomery County, Maryland, or in Arlington County. It doesn't matter where you go, some amount of tax is collected, and I'm the one who's ultimately paying for it, and then it goes to the government coffers for them to decide what to do with it. Okay. Will D.C. actually take this increase in tax and help its homeless population? Apparently not. Apparently, they're going to decrease commercial land taxes. So for commercial land owners, we'll have their taxes reduced so that individual consumers will pick up the difference. So pushing that away from commercial land tax into the pocketbooks, pulling money out of the pocketbooks of those who live there. And then ultimately, that money that you're paying to buy the things that you used to buy is not going to actually help the homeless population. It's going to help large commercial owners of real estate. You dreaming of a train under your tree this Christmas? Well, hey, let me remind you, next Sunday's show will be two shows combined. We will do our special Christmas show next Sunday morning. I highly recommend just tuning in from 8 to 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. If you can't, go to Spotify. Download the app, and you can listen to the Christmas show. And let me tell you why. Because I love Christmas. I love celebrating Christmas. And I turn the whole show away from real estate and into the story of the carols that you and I sing around Christmas. You would be amazed to hear the history behind the 12 Days of Christmas, how important that song is to the Catholic Church, plus Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and other classics. What's the story behind the songs we sing? Join me next Sunday, 8 o'clock, right here. Oh, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll talk about trains and Christmas right after this.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
I love walking into a store and finding a corner in the store where there's just a beautiful display, just sort of out of nowhere. All of a sudden, there's something magical, especially around Christmas time. There's a great investment that goes into our household to make things look nice for Christmas. And stores will do a lot as well. But the Botanical Garden, okay, and the National Zoo kind of take the cake when it comes to public opportunity to enjoy Christmas in a thematic way. Let me explain. Trains and Christmas are one of the associated gifts and holidays. You think about Christmas. We think of Christmas trees, of course, but we often think of the Polar Express or Thomas the Tank Engine series, regardless of the origin of trains and their association with Christmas time. You now have a chance to see an incredible display of all of the different train stations on Earth, 31 train stations with model trains running on tracks around the exhibit. You'll never, probably never, have a chance to see exactly this dynamic of a presentation again. So, something from every neck of the woods, whether you're from Detroit, Michigan, or Maui, Hawaii, folks, okay? The U.S. Botanical Garden is free all the time, as in the train show, which will be on display until January 1st. So, you only have a couple of weeks. Take the opportunity. As always, it's best to arrive early. Also, don't forget the zoo lights. It's bigger and better than ever. A lot of fun. Gingerbread Village at the Elephant Outpost at the National Zoo. Great opportunity to walk through. Enjoy. Dress warm. Make sure you've got a hat and gloves. It's chilly out there this time of year.
I really can't stay.
Babe, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Have you ever asked yourself why all new apartment buildings look the same? I was in Southwest D.C. going to a D.C. United game. By the way, great season, D.C. United. What a fun. So great to have Rooney and Acosta and other fantastic soccer players on our team. Gosh, you know, I could just go down a list. I really have enjoyed the new stadium, Audi Field. driving down there right past the Nationals Park, that whole area. And in fact, most areas seem to have apartment buildings that kind of all look the same. So I was reading an article, kind of tongue-in-cheek, some suggestions on how to describe these apartment buildings, like SimCityism or SketchUp Contemporary or Minecraftsman. If you know Minecraft, the game that a lot of kids like to play, you can build entire buildings just dropping blocks upon blocks upon blocks. And so some of these buildings look like they came right out of Minecraft. So pot shots include fast casual architecture, contemporary contempt, I've heard, bland marks, low-mo, low-modern, and sponge-build square parts. How about that? Describing these buildings, the consistency of the look of a building with certain windows and a little bit of a deck and just, I guess, you know, it's just sort of this massive boom that we've had post-Great Recession. A lot of money has gone into the construction of these apartment buildings because we need the apartment buildings for the demand that we have. But the look on the outside, yeah, a lot of them look the same, which suggests to me that probably in about 10 to 15 years, we're going to look back at that period and go, kind of like we do with some periods back in the 70s. You remember some of the overhanging construction that was very popular in the 70s, all that concrete and so on. Well, we'll see. Anyway, good news is we are building enough places for folks to live. Bad news is that it's not always architecturally really pleasing. And you can't quite see it, I guess, if you're building these buildings. You really can't imagine how ugly some of them are going to be until they're actually there. And then what do you do then? I don't know. When it comes to real estate, we're putting houses up for sale in February. So we're getting those houses ready. And the outside of a house, the preparation, you know, here we are, middle of December, got a couple months till the spring market comes in. If you're getting yourself ready to go live to sell your home for top dollar, give us a call at the Eric Stewart Group. Talk to a couple different agents before you hire one. We just ask that we're one of the two that you talk to and that we can give you our advice based upon 31 years, 3,000 homes sold. We're with Long and Foster. We have offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. We'll come by absolutely free. No commitment needed. Just our opportunity to meet you, tell you how we work as you're getting ready to sell your home this coming year. Our toll-free number, 800-900-9104. Remember, 800-900-9104. And website's ericstewartgroup.com. You can do an evaluation. This time of year, you're not going to see as many listings on the market because the inventory is dropping. We're pulling houses off the market to get ready to go back on the market in February that maybe didn't get as much action over the last month to 6 weeks, especially with the shakeup in the stock market. There's been some hesitancy among the buyer population. But rates have fallen recently. We've seen the 10-year Treasury drop well below 3%, which puts the long-term 30-year fixed rates in the 4.25% to 4.5% range again, back down from 5% just 2.5, 3 months ago. So that makes it more affordable. Getting houses ready on the outside, I think your curb appeal is so critical. Even if the house on the inside is not ideal, it's inexpensive to create positive curb appeal. For more information, download the Market Ready Guide. This is a 50-page guide that I wrote on how to prepare your house to sell. Included in that are the top mistakes that you can make, plus what improvements you can make to your home to sell for top dollar, how to interview a realtor before you hire one. I pulled together 10 questions that I've created essentially from all my experience and what it is that you need to know, and having been on the radio here now 15 years, giving sound advice to thousands and thousands of listeners. The goal in hiring a real estate agent is not to find an agent who's really good about marketing themselves, and you hear a lot of that. It's really somebody who's good at marketing the product, the house itself. So let me turn our attention to a home in Vienna, because it is Christmas. This is an opportunity for you to buy a house for your honey. But seriously, why not buy a home for your honey? Kris Kringle did this. If you remember, in A Miracle on 34th Street, he bought a home for Natalie Wood when she was playing an 8-year-old little girl I'm not saying your honey has to have trouble believing in Santa Claus, but here's an opportunity for you to buy a home that I think is on par with that wonderful home in A Miracle on 34th Street. This is in Vienna, Virginia. Okay, this is a single-family home in Bow Ridge in Vienna, feeding McLean High School, 1425 Montague. 6-bedroom, 3 full baths, 2 half baths, and over 4,665 square feet. Classic, large lot, level walkout, deep backyard, gorgeous, gorgeous side-load garage, and the kitchen, bathrooms, everything is to the nines. It was completely rehabilitated by the current owners. The house was completely redone, can be seen at ericstewartgroup.com under our listings. This property, if you go to ericstewarthomes.com, you can see it there as well. These are the opportunities that we have once in our lives to do something really special for somebody else. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, come on, Stuart, really? Buy a house for your honey. Why not? You know, and then every year you can give her a little bit more. As you make a mortgage payment, you can tell her every month, I'm giving you another part of your gift this month. So she'll always be grateful for the next 30 years as you give her a little bit more of this wonderful gift that she really wants. Ladies, you could do this for your husband too. Just a thought, 1425 Montague, buy a home for your honey this Christmas. Well, this is about the end here for the Point of Your Home show. Coming up next is Seniors Solutions. I'm happy to have Ann Weeks join me then. We're going to cover giving at a time of year when you don't feel like it. How do you go through the holidays? How can you better advocate for your parent or a senior loved one? And I've got 10 tips for better estate planning when we come back. Senior Solutions, straight ahead.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.